We stand high. Your blood is shed for us. We stand high. The seal revealed to us. We stand by. All praise to you in love. We say time. We say time. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You excel all our praise. We cannot help but worship you. Your love compels our praise. Through all eternity, Lord, we give thanks. Can we stop worshiping you? With your life that has no way. Lord, your blood you shed for us.
Blood you shed for us.
We say thanks.
We say thanks.
The seed revealed to us. All praise to you in love. We say time. We say time.
Bless all that will be said and done. Bless your word and bless your people. We ask this in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the honor and glory. Amen. Reading from the book of Jude, Jude 1 and 3. Beloved, when I give all diligence, the right unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Drop into the 8th verse. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute
beasts.
In those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of the winds, trees whose fruits withered, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And this is Jude, the servant of God, exhorting the early church to contend for the faith, and giving us a biblical example of how the early church exposed false prophets. And that is, in exposing false prophets, they use a gospel with teeth. Yes, sir. Apostle Paul said their mouth must be stopped. So you apply the teeth of the gospel, shut their mouths, and send them on their way licking their wounds if they won't repent. And Paul even went further. He delivered them into the hands of Satan that they know not to blaspheme. You may be seated. That is apostolic exposition of false prophets. I'm going to deal with a false prophet this morning. And I guess you all would like to hear an update of John Collins, who EODH exposed, and his response to our exposition of his lies against William Branham. So I'm here to do that this morning. And I'll be reading from another document, which you will find on the net. And the title of this document says it all: John Collins defeated by EODH. And brethren, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are able to defeat any false prophet with the word of God. And we all know where God is guiding us from. So we give honor where honor is due. Yes, sir. So I'm reading here, and this is his picture. For all who may not have seen it on the first DVD, and under it is John Collins, the immoral liar, a man 4 foot tall and 4 foot wide, which is a description of his pride. So I am reading here. In May 2013, exposition of damnable heresy, EODH exposed lies against Brother William Marion Branham, WMB, which states that William Branham stole his revelation on the seven seals, seven church ages, and Daniel's 70 weeks from a Baptist theologian by the name of Clarence Larkin. These lies were propagated by an ex-convict, sexually immoral heretic, and a backslidden former hypocritical message follower by the name of John Collins. Apostolic exposition, we call names of heretics. John Collins, who confessed to being demon-possessed and to having an immoral history of years of sexual addiction, not with the opposite sex. Thus, he could not remain in the light because his deeds are evil. He therefore turned against WMB and his message to fulfill his inordinate lust, and formulated several lies against the prophet and his message in order to ease his guilty conscience and cover his real reason for rejecting the truth. So having thoroughly exposed his lies on the last occasion and the former document, EODH challenged Collins or any other heretic on earth to disprove what we have written. So Collins and them have a forum where they post different writings and they congregate, they get together almost on a daily basis and evil speak Brother Branham and blaspheme him and blaspheme his message. So one of EODH's members went on the forum and said, have you read this article? It is very interesting. You should go read it. So Collins read our article of the exposition of his lies and was so defeated and dumbfounded that he had no defense whatsoever and was exposed before his followers and the entire message world. To shield his shame and embarrassment, Collins did a video and published an article on the net. You could find both the video and the transcript. Hypocritically trying to laugh off the issue and try to justify his decades of sexual addiction by a medical excuse, stating that Bethel is condemning him for a disease that he had. Yes, Mr. Collins, it is a disease of the soul. Sexual immorality apart from the opposite sex is a disease of the soul. In this video and article, Collins evaded our challenge, invented other lies, and highlighted other trivial matters in an effort to sidetrack the minds of his deceived associates, message believers, and other onlookers from the real issue of his exposition and our challenge, which he had no defense. If Collins had a defense against our exposition, he would have surely employed it. He has none. His defense has departed. Therefore, his deceitful strategy is to laugh off the matter as trivial and then raise other issues in order to sidetrack the minds and attention of others away from the facts that his lies were exposed and he has no answer to our challenge. EODH was not about to be sidetracked, dragged into discussing other matters, neither let this matter rest, nor let such deceit and cowardice go unanswered. We therefore went on Collins' own forum with all his associates and challenged Collins and all his followers publicly on their own forum. In no uncertain terms, we called upon Collins and his associate to pick up our challenge and refute our exposition of Collins' lie if they could. Collins and his few associates tried their best to dodge and sidetrack the issue, failed to answer Harry's people's response, made sarcastic remarks, and jested and clung, you know, that he-horse spirit that the prophet talked about. Jested and clung even to the point that when we requested a photo of one of Collins' associates if he would pick up our challenge, this intellectual and big bag of air with a big mouth, boastful attitude and nothing behind it, posted a photo of an old TV character known as the Lone Ranger. Collins picked on our firm and cutting manner of exposure, branding it as anger, and threatened to remove our post from the forum if it was not toned down. They branded us as being rude and arrogant, and then employed the deceitful love gospel, acting like a good old priest and Pharisee in order to cast us in a bad light. None of this satanic strategy was able to help them. What follow below are the discourses between EODH and Collins and his unbelieving bunch of joking clowns who had no defense against our exposition of Collins' lies against William Branham. So this is Collins' first response when he went and read our article on the net. And this man is not afraid to call Brother Branham a false prophet and call message believers cult. Quote John Collins, "I recently received an introduction to a website for a cult church in Trinidad called Bethel, the House of God. The site thought enough of me to give me a full page spread on the work I am doing. I got a few good chuckles reading the article, trying to laugh it off. How they added a fictional addiction to drugs to my testimony and seemed to think that a person could be saved by drugs. Salvation from drugs, they titled it. No, that's a lie. I got interested to see what this cult church believed. One page caught my eye. On this particular page, the entire article condemned sports. I read through the article and found many quotes condemning sports." Now, this man was a former message follower. His father follows the message, and his grandfather is presently the pastor of Branham Tabernacle. "My father was best friends with Joseph Branham, William Branham's son. Both my father and Branham's son were avid sports fans. To this day, both men love to talk about sports. I can remember visiting the buildings rented out by Joseph Branham here in Jeffersonville, and the children rushing in eager to enjoy a good game of basketball or football. William Branham instructed my grandfather, pastor of the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, to only allow the piano and organ into congregational worship." Now that is another lie. "This Bethel Church, I watch a few of their music videos," and he paused. He said, "Mind you, nice music. Even the heretics have to confess about the anointed music that we have here in Bethel. And I noticed that they did not practice the instruction by the false prophet. While they focus on my past as their target of condemnation, I focus on the future of my walk with Christ. I am not proud of my past." This sounds like a defense against our exposition. "I am not proud of my past and regret having the disease that plagued me day and night, that serotonin that Bethel mistakenly accused me of taking as a drug is a chemical found in the healthy body, condemning me for the disease I had when enslaved by the cult. Is like condemning a diabetic for his body's failure to produce insulin. I'll gladly be condemned by others if it will help one single person find Christ." What a priest. "I already look like a fool, so it doesn't really matter to me if another person sees what I look like, if it can point them back to Jesus Christ." So this is EODH's response to John Collins' defense on his own forum. John Collins, the website you are referring to is BethelTheHouseOfGod.net. You want to make sure everybody on the forum read it. "In it, you are branded as an outright liar for claiming that William Branham stole his revelation of the seven seals, seven church ages, and Daniel 70 weeks from Clarence Larkin. I tell you, Bethel EODH really raked you over the coals and in no uncertain terms proved that you lied and even went on to publicly challenge you before the world to prove Bethel EODH wrong on this subject. It is amazing that this is your defense against what was said. It shows that your defense is departed and that what was written is the truth. Better Eliot shut your mouth and challenge you to bark or even to bray if you could. Is this your response to such a challenge and the exposure and defeat of your lies against William Branham, saying that he stole his revelation from Larkin? If you had a defense, you would have employed it. And if you claim to have one, I am challenging you publicly on this forum as one who represents Bethel and represents exposition of damnable heresies to disprove what was written on BethelTheHouseOfGod.net. And if you cannot bark or bray, I am giving you the option to cackle. Don't run. Come out and face the issue like a man or repent for your lies. I am calling upon you to prove your lies on this on your website, that you told to the world that William Branham stole his revelation of the seven seals, seven churches, and Daniel's 70 weeks from Clarence Larkin. I want to let all on the forum know that these lies were thoroughly exposed on Bethel's website. And all that I have to say on this subject, our readers can find on BethelTheHouseOfGod.net under the title of EODH Exposition of John Collins' Lies Against William Branham. I have no deviation. I agree with it 100%. Read it yourself. And I invite you also to pick up Bethel on this challenge, or pick me up if you have a defense. Bethel proved that what William Branham taught in the Seven Seals, in comparison to what Larkin taught, is as far as the East is from the West. Each seal was compared one by one, showing the differences, and John Collins was proven to be a notorious liar. And he was so defeated that his only response is to deceitfully evade the subject and pick on other things. John Collins, when our readers go to Bethel's website and read the exposure of your lies against William Branham, they will see that you never addressed Bethel's challenge. I challenge you to publish Bethel's article on your website and place it side by side with your lies. And it will thoroughly expose you. You cannot pick up that challenge. You are such a hypocrite that you started a spiritual fight. And now that Bethel has exposed you as a liar, your excuse is that you are now focusing on your future walk with Christ. What a hypocritical pretense. It seems as though you are begging for mercy. I challenge you to focus first on Bethel's challenges of your lies against William Branham. No outright liar has any future walk with Christ until he repents. It was you who first made the challenge when you published your lies against William Branham. Bethel Eliot picked up your challenge on the subject and exposed your claims as lies, and now in turn is challenging you to disprove what we have written. Instead of taking up their challenge, you are deceitfully trying to evade the issue and trying to medically justify your years of sexual immorality. You are a liar. Even if you had a medical problem, the Bible said, greater is he that is in you. The Holy Ghost that you untruthfully claim would have kept you from such sexual degradation, and the gates of hell would not have prevailed against you the way it did. So your excuse is deceitful and lame as an 80-year-old horse with brittle bone disease that fell over a cliff. You were devil-possessed by your own confession, and serotonin cannot cast out devils. And if you are claiming that serotonin delivered you from that demon, you are still devil-possessed. And for you to question whether it was William Branham's teaching that caused you to get what you call a disease, it shows how deceitful you are. And you are grasping at a straw, and for anything to cover that you may evade picking up Bethel EODH challenge. Where did you ever hear that believing in one God, modest apparel, water baptism in Jesus Christ's name, and a woman is forbidden from teaching the gospel, could get a man sick or demon possessed? You do err not knowing the scriptures, you hypocrite. You have closed your eyes to the truth, and by deceit you are trying to dodge from the issue. You said Bethel is condemning you for a disease you had. That is another lie. For you to have been such an immoral sexual addict for years under Christianity, it shows you are a dead hypocrite, lost and void of the Holy Ghost. You cannot scripturally support your claim to the Holy Ghost and salvation with such a nasty moral lie. The only way you could do that is to make the almighty a nasty ghost, which is blasphemy. You have a demon inside of you and not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost would have made you live holy, but an unclean spirit will make a man live unclean. Challenge what I am saying if you can. And on top of that, to open your nasty mouth against a holy prophet of God who never smoked, drank, or lived immoral, then hell is too good for you, you hypocrite. Cackle, bark, or bray if you can. The scripture says that the watchmen, they are all dumb dogs, they cannot bark. Scriptural exposition of false prophet. You closed off your post by saying, I'll gladly be condemned by others if it will help one single person find Christ. I already look like a fool, so it doesn't really matter to me if another person sees what I look like, if I can point them back to Jesus Christ. Yes, that is the purpose of Bethel, to condemn your lies that it may help others find Christ and help others see what a fool you have made of yourself. You claim that these people behind this website will blast you for something else. He's trying to sidetrack us to another issue. No, we must deal with only one subject at a time. Prove your lies that William Branham stole his revelation of the seven seals, seven churches, and Daniel 70 weeks from Clarence Larkin, or repent to the world. I await your response on this subject. I have also addressed two of your other lies below found in your post, one of which you said that William Branham taught that only piano and organ are to be used in the church. I have quoted him to prove he taught the opposite. You stated that William Branham instructed your grandfather, pastor of Branham Tabernacle, Indiana, to only allow the piano and organ in congregational worship. Your grandfather was not the pastor of the Branham Tabernacle while William Branham was alive. So you're lying. William Branham taught the tabernacle publicly that other musical instruments could be used in the church besides piano and organ, and he publicly sanctioned the use of other instruments. And I quoted him here where they asked him, how many instruments are we to have in the church besides organ and piano? And he confirmed that other instruments, trumpets and whatnot, could be used in church. And he quoted it, I quoted the prophet, that is from church order. And God's prophet said here again, God's choice is a mission down on the corner somewhere where they are beating a tambourine and guitar strumming and so forth. So you lied on William Branham. You are a notorious liar and a very dishonest man. Your words are not to be trusted. Lie number two. Quote John Collins. They added a fictional addiction to drugs to my testimony and seemed to think that a person could be saved by drugs. Salvation from drugs, they titled it. EODH answer. These are lies. Let us look at what was said on the website and compare it with your claim above. No, different brethren wrote out in support of this exposition, and he's quoting one response here. Salvation by drugs. John Collins said, my body was craving the serotonin so harshly that I could not control my action. He further claimed that the sin was a direct cause of my lack of serotonin and increased my addiction. It was God's perfect plan for the salvation of my soul. It appears that he is claiming that a lack of serotonin causes sexual addiction, not drug addiction. He goes on to say, it was God's perfect plan for the salvation of my soul. I beg to differ. Collins was led away with his own lust, as says 2 Timothy. Also to the salvation of the soul, I know of no place in the Bible that supports salvation by using a drug or chemical. On the contrary, salvation comes through Jesus Christ. The person there was speaking about a sexual addiction, not a drug addiction, and they deny that a person could be saved by a drug, pharmaceutical, or chemical. So you have again been proven to be a notorious liar. Repent for your lies or perish. Amen. Now, Collins and all his followers reading this, so you have to say something to shield his face. So John Collins responds, "Whoa, that was an angry post. It sounds like you need to catch up a bit before we can have an intelligent discussion." Response to Bethel Challenge. All of your questions have already been answered in this forum and in our publication. We can talk again after you have more background knowledge on the subjects. But quite frankly, after you study them, I think the conversation will have ended. Either way, I don't engage in debates based in anger. God cannot be found in rage. Tone it down a bit before we continue. EODH answer, that is a slick way to evade the issue. It's a little too hot for you to handle. So another one of Collins' associates, they use fictitious name, Reba Z. Grouch, responding to EODH. Your post as well as Bethel's article are both so ridiculous as to be completely laughable. Do you even know what serotonin is? Yes, I know what serotonin is, Mr. Grouch. It's a medical excuse that Colin is using for demon possession and years of sexual addiction with all the opposite sex. That is Dr. Jesus' definition of what is being said here. So he said, do you even know what serotonin is? Thanks for the laugh anyway. And they know we condemn in sports. Hear these clowns. I think I'll go find some sports to watch. And now all these are backslidden message believers that turn against the message and the prophet. I'm quite fond of drag racing. Now, since it's Sunday, I'm pretty sure there's bound to be some great sports on TV. Cheers. EODH responds to Collins and his followers, challenging them again. Are any of you willing to come forward and pick up the challenge of Bethel EODH? To all followers of John Collins and his lies, this post is addressed. Bethel, the house of God, which I am identified with and which I represent, expose the lies of your leader on our website, BethelTheHouseOfGod.net. On the subject that William Branham stole his revelation of the seven seals, seven church ages, and Daniel 70 weeks from Clarence Larkin, which we expose as lies in no uncertain terms. Thus, we send forth a public challenge to Mr. Collins or any man on earth to disprove what we wrote. And I repeated the challenge here. Mr. Collins responded to our article on this forum, evading the issue and picking on other matters where he further lied to the world that William Branham believed in the use of no other musical instrument in the church other than pianos and organs. He is yet to repent for this lie. Thus, I took him up and publicly challenged him before the world and before you all on this public forum to prove these lies, and I further exposed his lies and the new ones formulated in his response. My post was too hot for him to handle. Thus, he further evaded the issue and threatened to remove my post from the forum. It is obvious that Mr. Collins is not man enough, has no defense against this exposition, and cannot pick up this challenge. Thus, you, his followers, who are few in number, have come to the forefront with your heretical contributions, which I will collectively address after your response to this post. I have read the post of you all, Rebus the Grouch, Didymus, remember this fellow called Didymus, Freedom Truth 7, and Old Grey Mare. I wish to humbly ask which of you are willing to come forward and pick up this challenge on behalf of your leader. We request that you submit your full name, contact, and a photo of yourself that we may be able to identify you before the world with your projections, even as we have identified ourselves with the exposition of Collins' lies. Placing our names, contacts, and our photos can be found on our website. If you are so positive that what you teach on this subject are not lies, and you could substantiate it, then you ought not to be ashamed to be identified with your claims. We will publish your name, photo, and contact along with your projections free of charge. Yes. We are not interested in your opinions. Support all that you have to say by the word and message of William Branham. The exposition of Collins' lies can be found on our website. Please acquaint yourself with the full contents of the document as I await your responses. If you are too coward to come forward and identify yourself and pick up this challenge, then I will respond in absence of these. My response will be full of love, as love is corrective. So this Didymus fellow now responded. Are you willing to face me in a fair challenge? To our friends from Trinidad, and at one time fellow followers of William Branham, you have issued a challenge to all followers of John Collins. It's an act of hubris which I cannot tolerate. I challenge you to a debate on these terms. The former must be neutral territory. No, we're not going to move out of this forum. We're challenging you right before your followers. The forum must be neutral territory. Only two references resource will be allowed, Clarence Larkin and William Branham's writing. If you are not willing to accept a debate on these terms, you already have been defeated. I will publicly, hear what this man saying, I will publicly reveal my identity on whatever neutral forum we kick this off on. I can be reached by private message. We can discuss terms of engagement and possible sides there. EODH answer. Truly the scriptures say that a fool rageth and is confident. I am not afraid to face you, Didymus, as the word of God is never defeated. And I am doing it right here on your forum, on your grounds. Reveal your identity and answer to my challenge and pick it up if you can right here. We will debate only on our challenge against Collins' lies. Disprove what we have written. That's the topic. We won't be deterred by any other subject to dodge the real issue. And Mr. Collins, you complain of how long my post is. How long what I submitted. Yet your opening post is four times its length. You are not fooling anybody. You cannot pick up our challenge that expose your lies, and you are doing everything in your power to evade it. Face it like a man and disprove what we have written. Challenge it if you can. And some fellow respond, Rebus the Grouch. He say, you may possibly be the most rude message believer I ever come across. And it have a sister in the message from Indiana. Real fighting them. Real constructive response. So I wrote this to her on the website. My sister, Indiana girl 62, be encouraged to stand for this message against all opposition and all heretics. For this message is the truth and nothing but the truth. And there isn't a heretic or unbelievers like this group in all the world could defeat what William Branham taught. We challenge the world. You may find my words sung hard to these few unbelievers, But it is apostolic exposition of heretics, which I could show you where Jesus and the apostles employed, and even Brother Branham employed when he exposed religious unbelievers as mules, etc. And religious people in the scriptures were told that their throats are like an open sepulchre. Natural born brute beasts, serpents, generation of vipers, etc. Love is corrective. Stephen was correcting the Jews like a lion, saying, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears." But in his heart, he was like a lamb. For when they stoned him, he said, "Lay not this sin to their charge." Jesus raked over the religious people in his day. Read Matthew 10:3. So don't misinterpret our actions wrongfully. The prophet, the immortal Elijah, William Branham by name, are rubbing them devils. They don't like to hear that. Like John the Baptist was the greatest man ever born from woman in the 20th century. And the greatest prophet that ever walked the face of the earth outside of Jesus Christ. He said that Polycarp was so a rejecter of truth and crossed the road and would not answer to his call. The heretic asked if Polycarp did not see him. Polycarp said, "Yes, I see you, firstborn of Satan." Yet Brother Branham said he was not militant enough against the Nicolaitan system. Feel free to contact us through our email on our website. We are standing for this message in all its purity. In the end, we will be rewarded. But this group of unbelievers on this forum are all headed for Romans 1 as a penalty for rejecting the truth, and to believe a lie and be damned by it. 2 Thessalonians 2. Now hear this clown who made the challenge with his big mouth, Didymus. "All right, we had best kick this off. My name is Austin Williamson," fictitious. "I can be reached at tinosroho@gmail.com. Those of you who browse social networks will find my face. Although, why would you be on a social network in the first place? Isn't it the moral scare of today's message, pastors? Oh, a picture, you say?" Bap, he posts a picture of Lone Ranger with his hat and his mask. EODH responds, "You act like a religious clown. I challenge you to disprove what we have written." Here Collins jump in now. "So many challenges and so little love. Message cult leaders will ask you to disprove their theories and yet will not offer proof. I don't remember Jesus Christ or any of the apostles saving souls by issuing challenges. Win hearts with love, lose souls with hate." EODH answer, "Here is the proof you requested, Mr. Collins, where all your lives that W.M. Branham stole his revelation from Larkin was exposed. Though you have already read it on our website," I took it from our website and I pasted it on the forum. "See below, you are not fooling anybody by evading the issue and now trying to act like a good old priest that is full of love. Here is an excerpt from our website with our challenges and exposure of your lives. Challenge and disprove it if you can. I challenge you and your followers to disprove what we have written." So, the quotations of Collins' exposition were supplied, comparing Larkin's interpretation of the seals with the revelation that the Lamb gave to William Branham, exposing the lies of Collins. And after reading all these proofs, this is what is the responses of these big men. Quote Collins, "You forgot the most important proof." No. Quote Collins associate, Freedom Truth 7. "You forgot the most important proof of all. Dr. Larkin never mentioned the Louisville Municipal Bridge. He certainly never had a revelation like the prophet." And then quote John Collins, "But maybe Larkin killed that second brown bear Branham prophesied and never killed. Was he a hunter?" They're trying to say that Brother Branham made prophecies that didn't come to pass. EODH answer, "Collins and Freedom Truth, your sarcastic words in your post are just other ways of saying that you cannot pick up Bethel's challenge and refute what we have written." They reveal the emptiness of you both, two blown up bags of air that cannot pick up our challenge. What is the subject under discussion here? Bridge, beer, or Bethel challenge to you all to refute what we have written, exposing your lies, Colin, that William Branham stole his revelation of the sealed churches and 70 weeks from your Baptist forefather, Clarence Larkin. If you cannot pick up this challenge and have nothing to say in this respect, you both need to politely shut up. We can only discuss one subject at a time. And if when heretics and unbelievers are exposed on one subject, and they would not humble themselves and acknowledge their wrong and repent for lying to the world, it is of no use discussing another topic with them, because they are downright dishonest, deceitful, and hypocritical. Collins, when are you going to repent to the world for telling a blank lie that William Branham supported the use of only two musical instruments in the church, the organ and piano? I prove to you and all on this forum by quoting Brother Branham's direct words that you lied. Will you repent, you lying hypocrite? What deceit, what insincerity. If you had the Holy Ghost in you, it would convict you to repent. Your lack of repentance shows your emptiness down in the inside. Paul said, reject a heretic after the first and second admonition. Collins responds, you mistake this forum thread as a response to your challenge to debate. As I stated before, I don't engage in this type of argument. Nobody wins an argument based on anger. If you are truly searching, then you will find the answers to your question in this forum. Otherwise, it's quite a waste of time and energy. Eurich answer, I am not searching. I am challenging you to pick up the challenge of Bethel and disprove what we have written or repent for lying to the world. Mr. Collins, I am waiting to hear from Didymus before I give my final posting on this subject. Where is he with his big boast of challenging what Bethel has written? Let him come forward now if he has anything to say. Let him not wait until I leave this forum to open his mouth. I call on him to come forward now and challenge what Bethel has posted on our website, exposing your lies against William Branham, that he stole his teachings on the seals, church ages, and 70 weeks from your Baptist forefather, Clarence Larkin. For it is obvious that you, Collins, have nothing to say and cannot pick up our challenge. Bethel EODH has shut your lying mouth. And here the response of these clowns. Quote Collins associate Sir Driver. And Collins, Larkin said it was a brown polar bear. And it had to be shot because it ate, nay, and literally devoured seven seals playing trumpets on the icy shores of Baffin Island. The seventh seal was quiet for at least a half an hour before it too went, sad to say, the buffalo way. And then he watched the picture of Didymus post with Lone Ranger. And Didymus, what? You shave off your mustache and switch to a white hat? That is the response of these men. And then another one of their Collins associate, Rebody Z. Grouch, responded, you can issue your rude challenges all you want. No one is going to go to your ridiculous website and meet your ludicrous terms. Why would they? All you are interested in is picking fights with anyone who doesn't attend your cult church. You are a sad little man. Eurich answer, has Collins, Didymus, and others delegated you to speak on their behalf? If so, please let me know. There was no response to this post. Didymus surfaced a week later, stating that he was away, that he went over the churches and compared it with Larkin's writing, but did not get the time to answer as yet, and that he has no internet connection. I have not heard from him since, responding to our challenge. This, therefore, was the final response posted on this subject. Collins and his associate had nothing more to say, as they knew they were defeated. Summary and closure. In summary of this matter, I wish to state publicly, Collins fabricated blank lies about William Branham. When EODH exposed his lies, Collins refused to repent. If Mr. Collins' condemnation of this message was based on any sincerity and wanting to know the truth, he would have humbly repented at the exposition of his lies when the truth was presented to him. If you, his associates, were seeking the truth, you too would have done the same. We have proven Collins to be a blank liar. He is not seeking truth. He has an ulterior motive. We were accused of picking fights. It was Collins who made the challenge and went public with it. He started this matter. He picked on the prophet and picked on message followers and sent out a challenge and lied in doing so. EODH exposed his lies and in turn sent out a challenge to him to disprove what we wrote. He was not able to pick up our challenge, and whenever he opened his mouth in response, we shut it. Where is your mouth, Mr. Collins? EODH has shut your lying mouth, and I've cut off your lying tongue. You are exposed before the world. And do not try to sidetrack the real issue by bringing up other matters and trying to take us down some dark alley of what is plagiarism. Disprove our exposition of your lies. This is the subject that we are interested in and none other. We were accused of acting in an unchristian-like manner. Who is being more unchristian-like than you, Mr. Collins, when you would come against a holy prophet of God who was sent by the Almighty, calling him a false prophet and branding message churches as cults, and furthermore lying to the world and refusing to repent when your lies were exposed? And on top of that, when exposed, you try to act pious like a good old priest and full of love like the scribes and Pharisees. But inwardly, you are full of hate against the truth, the word of God, the message of the hour, and God's prophet for our day and age. You are pretending to have the fruits of the Spirit, but you are a wolf in sheep clothing. Our Lord said, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits." May this exposition of Collins' lies and his inability to defend himself against the truth comfort all message followers and confirm to them that we have not followed cunningly devised fables. And there is not a lie formulated against William Branham by the devil and evil, immoral men like John Collins that Christ and his true servants cannot defend. It is evident by this exposition. The word and the message have prevailed over the lies of this immoral heretic and his associate. Upon this rock shall I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. May it further serve as a warning to all other heretics who would lift up their swords against William Branham and against EODH, that Torah and apostolic exposition would be their portion. We waste no more time with these heretics. They have proven to the world that they are totally dishonest and deceitful and refuse to repent when corrected by the word and message. The scripture commanded us to reject them after the first and second admonition, Titus 3 and 10. And finally, to all message believers, this exposition of Collins' lies have shown the power of the word of God that was restored today by Christ through the opening of the seals, that it is undefeatable and shows how it shuts the mouth of big men and make them fall before the truth, become dumbfounded, stuttering for answers and cannot answer when exposed by the truth. It shows the power of this revelation of Christ propagated by Bethel EODH. May all message followers take courage by this exposition, and may each one be encouraged to take up their sword and, in accordance with Jude 1 and 3, earnestly contend, which is to do battle, for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints and restored today by William Branham. who is William Branham. We wish to boldly state to the world and to all who may be seriously and sincerely inquiring that William Branham was the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, fulfilling the scriptures of Revelation 10:7, Revelation 3:14, the seventh angel messenger prophesied to come in the end time to reveal all the mysteries that were written in the Bible and restore the word that was lost in past ages, God's restoration prophet, Matthew 17 and 11. He was Elijah the prophet, fulfilling the scriptures of Malachi 4, 5, and 6. A prophet like unto Noah, sent with a message of warning before the burning of the earth. He was the fulfillment of Matthew 17 and 11, Matthew 25 and 6, a forerunner to introduce Jesus Christ in his second coming. Our John the Baptist today, the greatest prophet that was ever born from woman outside of the lovely Lord Jesus Christ. We challenge the world on what he taught, because what he taught is founded on the word of God. He forbade a woman from teaching the gospel, 1 Timothy 2:11 and 12, 1 Corinthians 14:34. He preached modest apparel for women, 1 Timothy 2:9. Women are not to wear men's garments, Deuteronomy 22 and 5. Long hair for a woman's covering, 1 Corinthians 11:5-15. And water baptism only in the name of our lovely Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 19:4-5, Acts 2:38, Acts 8:16, Acts 10:48, Acts 19:3-5, Luke 24:46-47. For further inquiries, we can be contacted at mountainspring_@hotmail.com, livingfountain@msn.com, and shalom10_@hotmail.com. Amen. And now we will read some of the responses of stalwart men and women who wrote in support of this exposition, and their response are up on our website. And this is from USA. That Mr. John Collins is a heretic of the first magnitude should be apparent even to casual readers or hearers of his diatribes against the person of William Branham, and by extension, the followers of the message of William Branham. Collins' own unscriptural statements condemn him as an unbeliever and a heretic. I am very mixed up in his thinking. He needs to repent. The Bible said in 2 Peter 3 and 3, they shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust. Collins has scoffed long and hard at the statements and methods of a true man of God, and at the same time is attempting to draw attention to himself as an expositor of all that he deems wrong with the man of God's statement. At the same time, he has confessed to a sexual addiction that became stronger with the passage of time. Claim of the Holy Ghost baptism. Collins claimed to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost from an early age, but yet, after years of his self-confessed sexual addiction, he admitted that he needed salvation. Now, here is a paradox. And what will Mr. Collins do with the writings of Paul in Ephesians 1:12-14? They say that after you heard the word of truth, after you believe, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. After attempting to destroy William Branham as a false prophet and the message he brought as being self-serving and full of lies, how can Mr. Collins say that he was filled with the Holy Ghost under such heresies, according to him? Salvation by drugs. John Collins said that my body was craving the serotonin so harshly that I could not control my actions. He further claims that his sin was a direct cause of my lack of serotonin and increased my addiction. It was God's perfect plan for the salvation of my soul. I beg to differ. Collins was led away with his own loss, as says 2 Timothy 3. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. As the salvation of the soul, I know of no place in the Bible that supports salvation by using a drug or chemicals. On the contrary, salvation comes through Jesus Christ, making himself a prophet. John Collins is setting himself out as correcting a prophet of God. Which office in the body of Christ does he hold that authorizes him to do that? He admits that himself was taught by a Baptist man. I did not notice where he claimed to be a pastor. Maybe he's an evangelist, could be an apostle, but who sent him? Could be a prophet, but again, who made him one? Looks to me like a false apostle and a false prophet. The apostle Paul said in his epistle to the Ephesians, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Would Mr. Collins, by his own example, lead the followers of William Branham back into the nominations and organization as some of the people in Moses' day would have led the children of Israel back into the flesh pots of Egypt? Collins seemed to have found a home in organization. And as Korah would have us all go back to the daughters of Babylon, where Christ was found outside the door knocking, Revelation 3:20. Mr. Collins, I fear for your soul. You have believed a lie, and if you do not repent and turn from your pernicious ways, the condemnation of the scriptures is yours to take you where you would rather not go. I call upon you to repent and earnestly call upon the name of the Lord to save your wicked soul and those who may believe your slanderous lies. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2, they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions, and they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. By Gerard F. Renner, Associate Pastor of Grace Covenant Church, Middletown, Connecticut, USA. And you, brethren, are free to post your response. Send it to shalom10_@hotmail.com. And anybody of our brethren overseas. This is another response from USA. Thank you, EODH, for such an outstanding exposition of John Collins' lies. I have just read the article written by Mr. Collins, and I've deemed him to be a heretic to the end-time message and to God's prophet, William Marion Branham. It is clear that he has fabricated lies to try to appease his conscience of a life unworthy of the gospel. I am in full support of EODH, and I stand behind your article, and thank you for taking a stance against all opposition and unbelief in God's word. Collins needs to repent for his gross irreverence to God's anointed prophet for the age. William Branham fulfilled his scripture as God's vindicated prophet. Malachi 4:5-6. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He and he alone is right. The very fact that Collins claims that William Branham copied Mr. Larkin's man-made philosophy shows his childish attempt to come against his servant of God. Mr. Larkin's beliefs are that of an extreme difference from those of Brother Branham's teachings, which he received from the Lamb in 1963. Mr. Collins is found to be false, erroneous, a false teacher and a false prophet. Who made you a judge over God's anointed? You have a nasty spirit on you and you should be ashamed of yourself. You claim to have a ministry for yourself by misinterpreting God's prophet and the word. The Bible states in 2 Peter 2, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the truth shall be evil spoken on. 1 Chronicles 16:22. Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Mr. Collins, you are thoroughly exposed as guilty by this great article of EODH. You are a shameless hypocrite if you cannot repent. Again, I stand behind EODH and the message for the hour. I hope that the stand EODH is taking against all sin and unbelief serves as a beacon to those message followers around the world. May the Lord richly bless all message believers with Christian love. Ben Shaw. I know we are going to hear a response from Trinidad. I write in support of this unique article, EODH Exposition of Collins' Lies Against W.M. Branham. I state as follows: who is this uncircumcised Philistine that dare challenge our beloved prophet? Malachi 4, 5, and 6. As the giants in David's time fell at his feet, so shall this spiritual giant fall. If Goliath had a revelation of the rock that slew him and the sling that was used, he would not have challenged David. And so this Goliath spirit surely does not have a rock revelation, nor does he know the sling, the man of God, which will cut him down. The exposure of heresies have brought great relief to all message believers. Thank you. Goliath was big and tall, and was brought down and lost his head. And so, likewise, this high and lofty infidel has come crashing down, and he has already confessed that he lost his head. He's a madman and needs to be committed to the insane asylum. Luke chapter 5, verse 37. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottle shall perish. Collins' criminal activities got him busted, and he ended up in jail. He has tried to take this revelation and swallowed it in his old carnal soul, and he will again be busted for coming against God's prophet. His punishment will be the bottomless pit, life imprisonment, jail without bail. God has taken personal offense in him condemning the prophet, a man who lived an upright life. If living such a life is wrong, then I also am wrong. I grew up in the holiness message of this man. I have never smoked, drank, nor lived a criminal life like Mr. Collins. Who then is worthy to say anything concerning the prophet? I am a fruit of the preaching of the gospel according to Sam Branham. I stand in support of God's word and the message of W.M. Branham. Collins, Jesus says, get thee behind me, Satan. Simeon Sebrat. And now I'll read a response from India. Mr. Heretic John Collins, I am Amrit Bir Singh, Punjab, India, a preacher of righteousness, serving the Lord Jesus Christ for many years. I read your lies against the 20th century God's prophet William Marion Branham. I want to tell you, stupid man, all your lies are profound wrong declared on EODH website. And I believe that you have the article properly. I don't know what happened with your dirty brain in times past, but one sure thing, you act like Lucifer, who did not abide in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speak lies, for he's a liar and the father of it. And you are talking like his son. That is why you spoke so many lies against God's prophet. You did not catch the revelation in his sermons, but trying to find faults with his poor English, you proud bull. Mister, I was in denomination before I knew this truth, and this truth came to me by God's prophet message. Then God opened my blinded eyes, and I could see and walk in the truth. My life changed by this truth, which was restored by William Marion Branham. Not me alone, but there are millions whose lives were changed And Brother Branham saw them in the sixth dimension. I noticed that although you were first in this end time message, for many years, you did not surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You committed so many sins after being warned, but you ignored even your own conscience. And as a result of that, now you are a devil-possessed person. Mr. Collins, you committed a great sin against the Holy Spirit by speaking lies against the truth. I pity you, you poor soul. I am in full agreement with all who have uplifted the prophet's message. Some have challenged heretics which came against Prophet WMB. I believe that after this article, heavy blow, if you still do not shut your dirty mouth and will continue spreading lies on your website to confuse the simple minds of people who believe this truth. But this truth will continue to march on. Mr. Madman, let the Lord rebuke you. Amrit Bir Singh. And a response from Africa. I want to let you know that any true and sincere believer of the word of God written in the Bible knows that there must come a prophetic gift from God in the end time to fulfill Malachi 4, 5, and 6, Acts 3, 20 to 23, and Luke 17, 30. Even we here in Africa look for that fulfillment yet in our denominational churches where you have resorted to. But they taught us contrary to the Bible concerning Malachi 4, 5, and 6. When I met the message of God through William Branham, I gave up the denominational certificate. This message is not a man, but of God himself. It's the greatest light on earth today, and there is no other false doctrine of heresies like that of yours, Mr. Collins, that could challenge the purpose and revelation of this message. All denomination knows better than you. You met this message and turned it a simple thing and made it of Dr. Larkin. Okay, if it be of Dr. Larkin, do you believe it? Since you are a Larkin follower, then you should humble yourself to it as it says what Larkin, your messenger, said. Good scriptural sense. But your tongue betrays you before you betray the Son of God. Nothing I can compare with you but a modern-day Judas. You have made your wife to be a modern Sapphira and led that soul in demon possession by your blinding heresies as you have vented to fight William Branham and his message. A thing you will never win, but were defeated before you started your starting itself was a defeat. I would like to ask you one thing. Brother Branham told us that Christ was the one who opened those seals. And he is those seals, for the whole word of God is Christ. And Christ is the seals that was opened. What is the opening of the seals then? Revealing Christ. Now, Mr. Collins, did Larkin say anything like that? And if what Brother Branham preached in the seals was of Dr. Larkin, you mean even with Larkin, Christ, the whole word of God, was revealed to Larkin? And again, Brother Branham had to reveal an already revealed thing? Christ with Larkin revealed the seals. And again, he revealed it with Brother Branham. How many times should the seals be revealed? Did Dr. Larkin have the seals witness of the seven angels and a mighty cloud and a pillar of fire over him whilst preaching them seals? You are trying to make Brother Branham a liar, but you are making yourself an intellectual fool on the net. Another thing, Mr. Collins, the seals is the revelation of the whole Bible to give us back that faith of the apostles as they had in the early church. Peter, John, and Paul. Now, has Larkin's revelation produced a people believing what Paul believed? You yourself, do you believe all that St. Paul, John, and Peter believe? Are you the example of Larkin's revelation production? You see, it shows what Dr. Larkin's seals revelation produced. Poor people like yourself, living in sin and craving for sin, filled with greed to sin and fighting the truth to cover up the exposition of their sins. But I can show you a people that has been raised up to holiness by the seals revelation of William Branham. A people craving for righteousness and to leave this wicked world of sin and proud beasts like Collins. Why should you make yourself a firstborn son of Satan by lies? Because of your wicked and lustful ambition of covering your sins and appetite, Since the message of William Branham is the only holiness message in the whole world, not even in Islam. Hence, you are fighting against this man and his message. But you have not fought against man, but God. Come to your senses like Legion did, who has a much and better testimony by far than yours, because he realized the message of this hour, which could remove all wickedness and blindness in his life. You are not the only one who has miserably thought of perverting this message and darkening the hearts of people to lead them to hell like you did your wife. Repent or perish. There is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is sudden destruction. Willard Collins. And the musicians could make ready. I read one more from Trinidad again. Mr. Collins, you are either after money, popularity, or women, or all three. But sir, through you, Satan is after the smiting of William Branham and the message Christ gave him, to the end that many sheep be scattered. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. 2 Timothy 2:19. Tell me, why should anyone believe a character like you instead of the prophet William Marion Branham, a man sent from God, who by the power of God healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out devil, preached the truth, solved people's problems, delivered souls? What have you done except to tread the evil path by choice? Your unbelief does not hinder God. And though you by your iniquity deny the man of God, still he is the fulfillment of Malachi 4, 5, and 6, Revelation 10, 7, and other scriptures. You and your master are very late. Very, very late. Our God has already raised up shepherds to take the children of God into the land of promise, which God has promised and not man. Luke 12:32, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The spiritual bloodline which came through the servant of Christ is preserved, and it is our Father's good pleasure to give unto us the token. You, your master, and your supporters are unable to stop this march to the land. There shall be another outpouring of the Holy Spirit like it was on the day of Pentecost. This is to save the believer from the wrath of God to come upon this present world for their sin and rejection of the seventh and last church's messenger. No power, no rapture. That's all for now, sir. We will meet you on the trail with the power of God. If you fail at repentance, and if God allow you the time, it is better to repent. I support the defense of God's vindicated prophet, William Branham, as done by EODH. Wonderful job. Followers of the end time message, hold fast, only believe. Anthony K. Trotman. So you may all stand. The musician could come and raise a little song. I invite up the usher.
Oh, love everlasting.
Love everlasting.
Reigning on high.
Reigning on high.
Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. The love song we sing forever.